The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf bim here. Today's daf is being studied, the Elul Nishmat, Avraham ben Esther, ve'Eliyahu ben Sarah. Ruach Hashem, t'nichamet b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Dal Amud Bet, and we start from the Gufa. That's one, two, three, four lines at the bottom. Gemara says Gufa. We learned above. Amar Ravin Bar Shmuel Moshe Med Shmuel Hamocher Sadeh LaChavero Shelo BaHalayut. Oh, back to the field case. I sell you a field.
All right.
I sell you the field, but I don't take responsibility for it. En me'id lo aleha. But I cannot testify. Which means, if there's a question on who belongs to the field, the seller cannot testify that it belongs to the buyer. Why? Mipnei shema'amida bifnei ba'al chovo. We learned this already. Because, bottom line, my creditors now are able to come in, get paid. I'm not worried that if it gets taken away, I'm going to have to replenish, because there's no achrayut. But bottom line, if it belongs to you, so now I have an advantage, because my creditors that I owe money to will come along to the field that I sold, and they'll take it. So if I benefit from that, then I'm paying my debt via, which is, if this field goes to somebody else, so now I can't pay back. So therefore, it's to my advantage that I testify that it belongs to the buyer, so the creditors will come and take it, and therefore, it's an advantage. Now the Gemara gets into the nitty-gritty of it. What's the case exactly? What is the case? Let's say the seller has other properties. Right? He has other properties. They're going to go after that property. You're not allowed to go after properties that were sold if he still has properties in his portfolio. So if that's the case, he has nothing to gain. Because anyway, he's paying from his own fields. Right? Because the law is you don't take from sold properties as long as he has properties in his portfolios. Even if, by the way, the properties that he has are junk. Even if he has ziburi properties, junk properties, and the property that he sold is a better property, the deen is you only take from what he has first. Okay? Now, and that's so why can't he testify then? Because he's not losing that anyway. Because he had to pay anyway from his even if he says it belongs to the seller, to the buyer, doesn't benefit. He has to pay anyway because he has property in his portfolio. Yomara says, "Idelete al ahariti." Let's say he doesn't have any karka. Let's say he has nothing. My nafka le mine. What does he care? Either way, he's not paying, which means. The guy comes to him, where's my money? Oh, I have nothing. Well, I don't have anything. Sorry. Okay, but go to the guy that I sold my property to. He goes there. He takes it. Now I have to replenish this guy. So now either way, I'm burning somebody. Either I'm not paying the love, or I'm not paying the guy that I sold the field. So you're not gaining anything anyway. Either way, somebody's not getting paid off it, which means. Either way, I'm still. So the Gemara says, no. Le'olam de'let ara hariti. Really, he's talking about where he doesn't have any other karka. De'amar lo nicha de'leve lover rasha ve'lo yishalem. No, he has an advantage. He doesn't want to be a lover rasha ve'lo yishalem, which means if he's not going to... Look at the Rashbam. Look at the manafka minadamine. Im to sha'ir biya de lokaya. Even if let's say the field stays by the lokaya, by the buyer. Ha'afidu ima pikla ma'ar'ir, lo matse gabe bal chavo mine, de mocher mide, de ha litle. Right, which means, what does he care? if this field goes to somebody else. If this field goes to somebody else, he's not paying anybody. He cannot pay the loan because he has nothing on his own property. Memanavshach, he's not paying. Which means, so the Gemara says, no, he has an advantage. Lo ni halil lo ved di tipuk ar'a miyad lo kayach, ve lo yimsa ba'al chob nimal likbot, ve kamde belo ver asham ve lo yishalem. The nogeya be'edut is over here. You can ask, listen, he's not paying anyway. What does he care if it goes to the Me'ar'ed? Let this field go to the Me'ar'ed. He has no karka in his portfolio, so he's not paying anyway. No, he'd rather pay, meaning he'd rather the karka stay by the lokeyach and the creditor go take it, because at least his reputation now is not ruined. At least he's not considered a lover asha velo yishalem. So the Gemara says, sof, continue Gemara, legabe idach name lover asha velo yishalemu. Right. Which means at the end of the day, he's still lover asha, because not to the lokeyach he owes money to. So the Gemara says, "Da'amal achis yivin nachshol b'harayut." Exactly. That's why I sold him without a harayut. So therefore, he sold him without a harayut. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay back on that. Oh, so therefore, we go back to the case. The reason why he's a nogeya is because he doesn't want to be a lover asha to his creditor, right? Which I sell you a karka shelo b'harayut. So I say, by the way, no matter what happens, I don't have to replenish it to you. I'm not no responsibility. Okay, deal. He gets the karka. Now all of a sudden, some me'arer comes along and says, that's my karka. I'm the seller. I could come along and testify. No, sir. I could come along with another witness, of course, and testify. This belongs to the... I can't. I can't come and testify and say that this belongs to the buyer. But why not? You're a nogeya. Why am I a nogeya? Very easy. Because your creditor, by me keeping this by the buyer, my creditor now can come along and get paid. Now, what am I gaining by that? I had no karka, if I have no karka in my portfolio, so he comes to me, oh, so that's exactly my gain. Since I have no karka in my portfolio, so I can't pay him, but he can go get paid over there, so now I get the title of Lover Asha Velo Yishalem off of me. Because now he's able to get, but what do you mean? You're not getting anything, because now once they take this karka, you still got to pay the guy. No, I don't have to pay him, because that's why I sold him without a harayut. So therefore, that's where the negi'ut is. The negi'ut is in that point. Rava continues. Machriz Rava. Rava used to make an announcement. Ve'etima rapapa. Some say rapapa. The salkin le'ela. The people that are going up, meaning from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Udenachtin le tata, and those that are going down, right? The salkin le'ela ha'olim be'bavel le'Eretz Yisrael, udenachtin le tata, and the people that are going back from Eretz Yisrael down. He gave them a warning. What was the warning? Hai bar Yisrael, this Jewish guy, the zavin le hamra li Yisrael havre, that sells his friend the hamor. Veka ate akum, another goy comes. And he's going to confiscate it, which means by force, the goy is going to come along and say, that's my hamor. I guess this was a common situation. So he would announce, Rabotai, there's things going on between the travelers, between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So I'm letting you know the halakha. A Jew that's going to sell his friend the hamor. And after he sells it to him, the goy is going to come along and this is going to take the hamor away by force, claiming that it's his. Who? Dinahu, the law is the mafseh le mine. Okay, what does that mean? The mafseh. Look at the Rashbam. The anisle mine de lokeyach katain akum hamor ze nigdam memeni. Right, the goy saying that's my hamor. Or mishe machro lecha gazlo menu. Or whoever sold it to you stole it, and therefore it's really mine. Ublo edim, man, so without edim, he just grabs it emenu. Uchta befarish kaman, delo anis le uchva, ela hamor, but he takes the hamor itself, the mukhach matad edideu, the kashakil, we're going to say later on, and the guy really has a good claim, he's only taking the hamor, he doesn't even take the saddle, he says, I don't want the saddle's not mine, I'm just taking the hamor, so that shows credibility that the guy really owns this animal, because if he wanted to just steal stuff, he would have stole everything, the goy. You know what I mean? He would have taken the saddle also. The fact that he's giving back the saddle is showing that this, I don't want anything, I just want my hamor back. Anyway, the din is, look at the first line in the Rashbam, the first wide line. The ve'ilkach, dinau de mafse de kimo potse David avdo mechenev ra'ah. Potse meaning, you're able to, how does he say the word potse, to save him?
To retrieve
the donkey. Ve'yavo edi ve'yaduni ma'akum, which means the seller is now able to deal with the goy. The seller now say, the guy goes, hey, you sold me a hamur without, I got problems over here. So the deen is that the seller can go to the goy now and start, the deen is he should go to the goy and start, you gotta prove your case now. Bring witnesses to show. It's your problem. You can't just say, oh, I sold it to you, sorry, see you later. No. The seller now has got to deal with the goy to prove it to him that really wasn't stolen. We're talking about obviously a goy that listens to the dinim, obviously. Which means when it comes to Israel that steals it, he has no right. I can take him to din or something, because Israel cannot take something without ra'ayot and things like that. So then the din is that the seller take him to, let the buyer take him to the court. But in the case where goy did it over here, so the goy, he didn't bring witnesses, the goy just takes it, he thinks it's his. So the din hadush over here is that the seller has to go now and deal with the goy. Okay? So now the Gemara comes along and says, right, those, the seller must attempt to retrieve the donkey from the idolater. Okay? He has to bring witnesses that he owned the donkey and all that, all this. Only the case in which the idolater sees the donkey. If a Jew does so, the seller is not required to assist. Because let the buyer go to court. And bring, you know, let the... Okay, now, comes the Gemara and says, here's the circumstances. Velo amaran ela de lo anisle ledide ul ukhfa. This is only talking about where the goy, he didn't take the donkey with the saddle. I skipped. Velo amar ela she'eno makir ba shehi bat hamuro. This is talking about where he doesn't recognize that it's his hamur. Look at the Rashbam. Velo amarad tzarich mocher lifsot lokeach, that the mocher, the seller, has to retrieve it for him. Ela she'en makir ba lokeach she bat hamuro shel mocher. The ikal lemar adini makum, which means the law is basically like this. So long as you could assume that the goy's claim is a legitimate claim, then the seller's got to go retrieve it. What's one of the ways? Where the buyer says, truth is, I don't even recognize that this is your hamur. I know your hamuri that you have in your flock. I don't recognize that this is the daughter of any of your hamurim. So therefore, it could be that what the goy is really saying is he's right. I guess, there was simmanim that he said, I know it's yours. I see this hamur, that hamur. It's the same hamur. It's a kept of the same breed. But if the guy says, if the buyer says, listen, we don't even recognize that this is your hamor, so maybe the goy's claim is emet. Maybe when the goy says it was stolen, maybe it's true. Therefore, the din is on the seller, you got to retrieve. Not only the ava makir bashi bat hamoro lo, but if we're makir, that really the goy is just making up stories, it's not my problem, I sold it to you. No, you got to go fight with the goy. I don't got to go retrieve it for you. I only have to retrieve it if I did something that looks like I did something wrong. Furthermore, Delo amaran ela delo anis le lidide ulukhfa. That's only to where the goy didn't steal the hamor and the saddle. Because then it looks like he's being honest. Because I don't want anything that doesn't belong to me. I just want the hamor, take the saddle back. Then already I have to retrieve it. Aval anis le lidide ulukhfa. But if the guy's stealing everything, he took the hamor and the saddle, lo, then I don't have to go retrieve, because then it looks like he's just taking anything that he can take. Okay? Amemor comes along and says, Afilu leka kol hani lo. You know what? Even if you don't have all these conditions, the seller doesn't have to retrieve it. Which means even if he leaves the saddle, and even if you can't recognize that the hamor really belonged to the seller, you still don't got to retrieve. Why? Because we all know Destam Oved Kochavim Anasu. That Stam Oved Kochavim, he takes things that doesn't belong to him. Shere Emar Asher Piem Dibber Shav Viminam Yemin Shaker. There's lies and shikarim. So therefore, you never have to, you could assume that the Jews sold it to him correctly. And now, afterwards, when he comes to that, he took it from me. He took it from you. Go fight that guy. That's not my responsibility. What do you mean? I don't even recognize that it was yours. He took the, he left the saddle. Ashepiyem de Bershav, Yiminam Yamin Shakir. They stole it from you. And therefore, it's not incumbent upon the seller to make any the retrieval. Good? Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. That's a big machloket over there, by the way. Big machloket is the seller obligated to go against the goy to retrieve it or not. Okay? Uman in lo hazaka. Remember that story? What's Uman in lo hazaka? Uman is a craftsman. They bring stuff to his house to fix. Normally, what's the law? What's under my hand is considered mine. If I'm holding something, I'm walking around like this. Also, the Uven says, that's mine. I'm believed to say, no, you sold it to me. Because bottom line, it's under my hand. Hazakah, what's under your hand is yours. Also, now you're going to start using this game over here when it comes to Uman. Guy brings the Uman a bowl to paint. He gets the bowl in his hand. Thank you, it's in my hand, it's mine. You sold it to me. Then every Uman's going to have a name. You can't. So the Uman does not have Hazakah. We're not talking about Hazakah of 3 years over here. We're talking about Hazakah of the fact that it's under his hands, he has an Emanut. Because we know you're Uman. People give things to the Uman temporarily to fix or to paint or to deal with, and then the Uman gives it back. So the Uman does not have this belief to say that it is his. Okay? That was the Mishnah. So comes Gemara and says,
only the items that he repays.
Right, items that you could assume that are given to him, exactly. So Amar Rava, lo shena ela shemasar lo ba'edim. Rava says the kaddush. Only talking about an item where you have witnesses that you gave him that item. You gave him the item to repair with witnesses. So then already, he can't come along and say, oh, you sold it to me. Hey, I have witnesses that this item over here I gave to you. Aval masar lo shelo ba'edim. But let's say, which is most people, by the way, when you go to the craftsman to give him a goods, you don't have witnesses there watching. You give the item to the craftsman, right? She gave it to him. Shelo be'edim. Now the craftsman has a migu. Why? Mitok shiachod lomar lo ayu devarim me'olam. He can deny the whole thing. He can say, well, what bowl? I don't know what you're talking about. There were no witnesses that saw him. So since if he wanted to, when the guy comes along and says, where's my bowl back? He's coming along and saying, what do you mean? You sold it to me. If he wanted to, he could have said, what bowl? Because there were no witnesses that he even gave it to him. So therefore, ki amale namiliku haubiyadi mehiman. So therefore, he has a migu. Got the migu? Again, I give something to the craftsman without witnesses. Here's a bowl, Mr. Craftsman. Could you please paint it for me? Absolutely. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, I come back. And the bowl's in the house. Where's my bowl? Now, if I wanted to lie, I could have said, what bowl? What are you talking about? You have witnesses that you gave me a bowl? You gave me without witnesses. So therefore, I'm believed when I say, you sold it to me. Since if I wanted to... Right, he's not sowing it, obviously. He said, hey, where's my bowl? So he comes along and says, you sold it to me. Why is he believed when he says so? I thought Uman does not have a hazakah. No, because in this case, he has an ego. Because if he wanted to, he could have said, what bowl? I never got a bowl from you. And this guy has no way of proving it because he didn't give it to me with Eidim. So since I could have denied the whole thing, in the Iman to say that you gave it to me and you sold it to me, actually. Good? Comes Gemara and says, Amar le'abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, Ihache afilu be'edim nameh. Well, if you're working with migus, so I'll give you a migu even with Eidim. I gave you the vessel with witnesses. Here's the vessel I'm giving it to him, paint it for me. Right? Now I come back, he should be believed to say that he bought it. Why? Sheyachol lomar lo hehazartiv lach. Because he could always come along and say, if he wanted to lie, he could have, or say another claim, he could have said, I returned it to you. Because normally the law is, a guy that gives something with edim, you don't have to return it with edim. So therefore, he can come along and say, where's my bowl? What bowl? I gave it to you back. And therefore, ki kama lilikuhau biyadi meheman. And therefore, he should be believed when he says, I bought it. Which is, if you're working with migus, so then even with edim, he has a migu. Migu that I returned it to you. In that case, he can't say it never happened. Because there was witnesses that saw him give over the bowl. He doesn't have a migu to say, he never gave me the bowl. But he has a witness, he could say, I gave it to you back. Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Bottom Rashbam. Amar le'abaye. Amar le'abaye le'rava. Amai lo mashvit shum chiluk echad masal lo be'edim. Ben ra'a akshav atalit b'yado be'edim. Le'lo ra'a. Afilu masal be'edim. Why are you making a chiluk? Even if you gave it over with edim. Echad le'lo ra'a. Yesh lo hazaka. מתוך שיאכוד לא מלו יחזרתיו לך, I returned it to you. דסבירה לאביי, because אביי, let's go to the next page. המפקיד אצל חברו בעדים, if you give somebody a פיקדון to do something for you with עדים, אין צריך להזיל לו בעדים, you don't have to return it with עדים. So therefore, he can just say, I gave it back. So כי כמה לנמי לקוח הוא בעדים מהמן. Now, so what's אביי's real question? ולא משכחת מתניתין דקטני אומן אין לו חזקה. Which means, you have to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, אומן אין לו חזקה. Well, according to what Abaye is understanding and asking on Nava, whether he gave it in with Edim or whether he gave it without Edim, he always has a, give me the case of then of the Mishnah that says, אומן אין לו חזקה. So he says, אלא איך דראה. You have to say where he saw the vessel in his possession. If he sees the vessel in the Uman's possession, so then already he can't say, I gave it to you back. It's over there. You couldn't say that, Migu. You can't say that you never gave it to me. Right? לא שלא מסר בעדים או שלא מסר. דלמסירה לא חייש. דלמסירה לא חייש. אביי דעכשיו אינו יכול לטעון להחזרתיו לך. דקעזינה לבידו, ישיא אצל זן. וגם אינו יכול לטעון לא מסרתיו לו. דדם את דברים העשויים להשאיל. ולהזכיר, ואמר לכוחי בידו, דאינו נאמן. אף אגב דדקה עדי מסירה. Okay. So therefore, That's the Gemara's question over here. So Gemara says again. Let's review. Amar le Rava. So Rava comes along back and says, "Mi sevarat hamafkid etz l'chaverot be'edim eno tzarik lahazilolo be'edim." Lo salka datach ela mafkid etz l'chaverot be'edim tzarik lahazilolo be'edim. Rava comes along and says, "What do you think? You think I hold like you? I don't know that when you give something over with Edim, that you don't have to give back with Edim. I hold you have to give back with Edim. So therefore, if you have to give back with Edim, so therefore you can never say, I gave it to you back. Because Rava holds, once you give something over with witnesses, the guy has to return it with witnesses. So once you say that, there goes the Migu. I can't come along and say, I gave it to you back. Well, where was the witnesses? So therefore, that's why Rava made a Chiluk. Dafka, in a case where he didn't use witnesses, then already he has hazaka. Because I have a migu, I could have said, what, you never gave it to me in the first place. But if you gave it to me with edim, then already there's no way out. Then in hazaka over here. Because I can't say that I gave it to you back. Because if you gave it to me back, you gotta give it to the witnesses. Okay, so that's why Abaye Rava makes his statement. Okay, we're very good on that. Okay? I'm just reading a little over here. Thus, Abaye objects as follows. Rava qualified the Mishnah's ruling limiting to cases in which the article initial transfer to the critic took place in the presence of witnesses. The implication is that in all cases in which witnesses observe the initial transfer, the Mishnah ruling upon Abaye therefore asks that according to Rabbah's line of reasoning, it should have further limited the Mishnah's ruling to cases in which we see independently of the questioner's admission that he still has the article in his possession. Now, witnesses testify that he still has it. How? Which means if witnesses testify that he still has it, so that's also in Hazakah. Right? Which means Abaye's question is not only in a case where he gave it over, not only in a case where there was no witnesses, let's say, that you're going to say he doesn't have, that he has a hazakah. Let's review again. When he gives it over with when he gives it over without witnesses, according to Rava, that's when we say he has a hazakah, because therefore he has a migu, right? But Rava says if he gave it over with witnesses, So then already you lose your migu because you have to return it with witness. Again, Rava's case was talking about where he said when you don't have a hazakah, when you don't have a hazakah, when I'm sorry, what Amishta says uman in lo hazakah. What's the case? So Rava Kazon says it's going to have to be where he gave it with witnesses. Because if he gave it without witnesses, the guy has an emanu to have a migu. Okay? So with Abaye's question, Rabbah qualified the Mishnah's ruling limiting to a case in which the article's initial transfer to the request took place in the presence of witnesses. Right. There's witnesses that he doesn't have a migu. Now, you could also give a case also, not only if there was witnesses, but witnesses that see he has the object. Also, if witnesses see that the uman has the object, you also don't have a migu. Right? Because I can't say I gave it to you back or I returned it. Right? The implication is that in all cases in which witnesses observe the initial transfer, which is not so, I can give you a case where there was witnesses and still you don't have hazakah. Because if he gave it over witnesses, but witnesses still see that he has the item in his possession, he's not going to have a hazakah. Rava's implications, only in the case where he gave it over without witnesses. That's already when he has hazakah. But if he gave it over with witnesses, in hazakah. It's not so. I can give you a case where he gave it over
without
witnesses, and still, if witnesses see that he owns that the question still has the object, so he's not going to have a hazakah as well. That's what he says. Abaye therefore asks that according to the Abbas line of reasoning, he should have further limited the Mishnah's ruling to cases in which we see independently of the question of the mission that he still has the article in his possession. However, if it is only by the Christian admission that the article is known to still be in the possession, then the Christian claim should prevail, even if witnesses observe the initial transfer. So he can't deny it, having them in possession altogether. So you just say you didn't have to limit your case, right, to only cases where witnesses gave it over. You could have gave the case even when witnesses didn't give it over. So see, you give it over, but we have witnesses that he also doesn't have a migu in that case over here. Abaye's own position, however, is that a craftsman in relation to types of articles that he generally repairs is no different from ordinary people in relation to articles commonly lent or rented. Despite the craftsman claim that the original owner does not ordinarily patronize, he doesn't bring his stuff to me, the current presence of the article in the craftsman's possession requires us to take a logical connection. You see, this guy's a craftsman. He normally fixes these type of items. There's a strong possibility that he received the article for repairs. Thus, his current position of the article cannot confer any presumption of ownership. Right? Could you see it in his possession? It means nothing. He's a craftsman. In Abaye's view, the sole criterion for whether or not the craftsman is believed is whether or not the article is currently seen in his possession. Yeah? Is he forced to concede that he still has it or not? If he is forced to concede that he still has it, finished, then it's over. Once already you know that he has it, so according to Abaye, you have no hazakah. If he voluntarily produces the article, then he claims he accepted it, since he could have said that he already returned it, according to Abaye, then the Mishnah's ruling that craftsman cannot establish hazakah applies only when it is known independently of the craftsman's own admission. Okay, which means if they find out that it's in his possession in any way besides voluntarily, I guess let's say he himself says it's a tear, whatever. But let's say they find out the witnesses or other types of ways that they find out. Abaye says you never give the uman a hazakah. Why? Because you go with logic. He's a uman. How do you get it? And it's, this is an item that normally he gets. And he has it in his possession. So it must be. And this guy's claiming it's his. So you go with the logic. Logic says it's his. It's the original guy's. Where Rava's going to come along and say, no. Rava's logic is, uman en lo hazakah, only in a case where he gave it over with witnesses, then we're going to say, uman en lo hazakah.
Rava wouldn't agree if the witnesses...
No, because what's Rava's logic? Say lamaskana. Because Rava says when you give something over with witnesses, you have to give it back with witnesses. So if you have to give it back with witnesses, so therefore you have no migu in that case. So they have to say you return. Therefore, in the hazakah. But if there was no witnesses, according to Rava, So then he has a migu. He doesn't go with this logic about Beis Hamikdash. What do you mean migu? What is migu? You're a craftsman. He says no. He could come along and say, "You never gave it to me." He never gave it to me, so he has an ego. Abaye doesn't buy into that. Abaye says, bottom line, if you find it, that it's in his possession, Rabba says, so what? You found it. You find it in his possession. Bottom line, if he wanted to, he could, before he could have said. Now he's saying, I bought it, right? But he could have said that he sold it to me. But if it was, he could have said that he never gave it to me because it was given over without witnesses. So, which is the bottom line? Abaye is more strict on the uman she'en lo hazakah, but Rava is a little more flexible when it comes to the hazakah of uman. Rava is going to say it's only hazakah on the uman when it was given without witnesses. We have a migu. Where Abaye doesn't go by into this migu. Whereas according to Rava, only the case of the Mishnah, well, he gave it over with witnesses. Uman in lo hazakah. So we learned in the Mishnah an uman. That's a craftsman. When you give him something to fix or paint or something like that, in lo hazakah. Now we're not talking about the hazakah of 3 years of him. We're talking about a hazakah. He's holding it. Normally, when you're holding something, and somebody else comes along and says, "Hey, that's mine," the guy that's holding it is believed to say, "It's mine. You sold it to me," or whatever it's his. But Sheikh and Uman, you can understand why he doesn't have that hazakah, because it's the custom to bring him things. You're bringing him things from the outside to fix and to do. So therefore he can't come along and say, it's mine. He doesn't have that ne'emanut, because of the nature of his job, of his business. So now we're going to have a big machlokeh between Rava and Abaye. So Amar Rava comes along and says, Lo shanu eva shemasad lo be'aydim. When do we say Uman en lo hazakah? That's talking about Masad lo be'aydim, where he gave over the item with witnesses. It means the guy that gave it over, the customer, brought witnesses, so clearly there's witnesses that are saying that it's his item, they gave it over. Aval Masad lo shelo be'aydim. However, if it's lo aydim, he just gave it over, you know, like most people give things to the Uman, they bring it to the guy's house, he'll fix it for me. Betok she'akod omar lo. Lo ayu devarim me'odam. So now we have the migu. What's the migu? The uman could come along and say, you never gave it to me. He can't prove it. There was no witnesses. So since if he wanted to, he could say, lo ayu devarim me'odam. Ki amal en amir lekuhai biyadi. When he wants to come along and say, you sold it to me. So therefore mehiman, he'll be believed also. Okay, so that's the way Rava understands. So Rava is cut and dry. Rava says that the only cases that we say in the Mishnah, uman enu hazakah, is masad lo be'edim. Masma in all cases, whenever it is, it's just either or. Anytime he gave it over with edim, so then you have en lo hazakah, because he can have the migu. We'll see why exactly. Masad lo be'edim, because for some reason that's stronger. I gave you edim. I proved you that's mine. Al-Khawra, the guy could still say, okay, you're right, you gave it to me, and then something happened. We'll see exactly what that side is, what the Edim do. Edim somehow make it stronger. Because the guy's showing that it was his. Showing that it was his. Okay? I mean, and then Lo Edim, we understand. Lo Edim, the guy's amigo. Okay, good. Now let's read the Rashba. Amar Rava. It's all the way up there. Okay? אמר רבה לא שאלו דה אין לו חזקה לטעון לקוח ובידי וצריך לשלם האומן לבעל הבית את בגדיו או את כדיו when we said it to אומן has to give his goods over back to the guy אלא שמסד לו בעל הבית אומן תלתו בפני עדים ותקנו ואין כך אפילו here's the key now we're throwing in two more angles we always looked at it as עדים no עדים but there's really two more variations in the story so he says ואפילו אין אנו רואים עכשיו התלית ביד האומן. Now, you have enoro'eh. Enoro'eh means we don't see the talet by the uman. Let's call it a talet that he gave over, okay? You don't see the talet in his possession. Ubalabai tov'o talito, and the balabai says, hey, give me my talet. And we don't see that he has the talet in his possession. We didn't you know, verify that. Ena uman yachod etone hazartiv lach. That's the key. Why don't he come along and say, I gave it back to you? He has a migu. What can he say? I gave it back to you. What can he just say, I gave it back to you? It's not like he verified. It's not like he walked into the guy's house and said, oh, there's my talit. He didn't see that. He just coming along, he gave it over with Edim, and then he comes back, hey, where's my talit? Let the woman come along and say, Hazartib, why is he didn't have that claim? So he says, this vira little anaba, hamafkid etzel havero be'edim. This is a key with the Gemara is going to say in a second. Sarich le'azil lo be'edim. That's a very important rule. When you give over something with edim, you got to return it with edim as well. So therefore, he can't claim I returned it. We're not going to believe you to say return it, because you had to return it with edim, because I gave it to you with edim. Kedem mefaresh tekameh. V'ayelo lachziro be'edim. So he should have returned it with edim. V'kol sheken she'anu ro'in oto bebet ha'oman. All the more so, if we located the talit. If the guy says, hey, there's my talit. So you see the talit is in the house of the Uman. She'en yachol l'ton lakuach u'biyadi. Now, again, let him have a migu also. Let him come along and say, you sold it to me. That's why I have it here. She'are me'edim edim she'peturat pikadon ba'liyado. He can't say that either. Because witnesses will clearly testify that it was given to him as a pikadon. It wasn't given to him as a sale. She'are b'ftehim masadlo. Okay? So therefore, in the case of edim, whether en ro'eh, you don't see it in his possession, doesn't matter. In lo hazaka, to come along and say that I returned it back, because that he would have to do b'fnei edim. He would have to return it in front of edim, because of Rabba Shita. And koshken ro'eh, so what is he going to say? I see the talit over there. Oh, yeah, you sold it to me. Yeah, I sold it to you. The witnesses clearly say that. I didn't sell it to you. So in lo hazaka, in any case of edim, there's not going to be a hazaka. Continue miu. Itaine hazartiv lach b'fnei ploni uploni. Oh, let him say like this. I returned it back to you in front of such and such witnesses. V'alchu l'medina tayam. And they're not around anymore. They went to China. They went to the other side of the world. Ne'eman. In that case, 11 ne'emanu. That's the only thing he could say. I returned it back to you in front of witnesses and they're not around anymore. Da'achi aminam b'shevuot. Even though, according to the opinion that says when you borrow money with edim, you got to return the money with edim. Okay? If he says that. So now the Rashbam has a question. Why don't you, if he says it, if he actually says that, which means, not amigo, he's got to actually say it. So now the Rashbam is going to ask, once already you say that that's a claim, let him have amigo. Let him be believed now and say, since he could have said that what? I returned it back with Edim and they went to Medina Tayyam. So let him believe also that say what he says, that you sold it to me. Which is once already he has a claim that he's Ne'eman. So the Rashbam answered, Mi uko Zeman de lo ta'in. Ela he hazartiv lecha shelo be'edim eno Ne'eman. Now, the had the law amrina mitok shekholoa piratik befne ploni uplon vachulam medina tayam, ki amana mi hazarti beni ubenechan ne'eman, which is why don't you see as amigo and say, since he could have said that I returned it back to with such and such edim, he should be believed when he says I returned it to you between me and you, ki I gav the law amrina amigo. Such amigo we don't say. The kiva the law paro befne edim, lo aya yacholomar. We have a rule. Something that could be revealed, a person is not going to say. Now these witnesses could come back from Medina Tayyam and prove him wrong. So only if he actually claims it. But we're not going to use it as a migu, because a guy will not say a claim that could ultimately be revealed. Witnesses come back from the Netanyahu from Shad. Oh, yeah, by the way, they said that you said that he returned. We never said anything we're talking about. So if he says it, then we'll believe him. But for us to claim it, that he could have said it, we're not going to claim on something that can be revealed because he yeah, which means there is an Ne'emanut Rashbam, which is, this is a side point. I'm just giving you the Rashbam. I want you to read every Rashbam. The Rashbam is pointing out, hey, listen, if the guy, the Ma'aseh, comes along and says, I did return it back to you. Where's the Edim? My Edim are in China. He'll be Ne'eman. If he says that claim. Because normally we have Edim. You got it with Edim, you got to return it with Edim. But he says, okay, but if he says my Edim are far away, we'll believe him. So then the Rashbam just says, oh, so use that part of Amigu now. Let him be believed when he says, I returned it to you between me and you. Migu that he could have said, I returned it to you with Edim and Adiyam. He says, no, such a migu you don't say. We're not going to say it for him. Okay? If he says it himself, we'll say it. Because it's really, because such a claim, a guy's not going to say, or we're not going to torrent for him because it can be revealed. A guy who comes back from Edim and Adiyam now, but he claimed that you said the... So he's not going to say something that he can be disproven on. If he says it, fine. But we're not going to say such a claim for him. Anyway, that's Rava. Now go continue. Aval, next Rashbam. Masal lo shelo b'fnei edim. If he did it shelo b'fnei edim, not in front of witnesses. Okay, so now what's the case? Lo edim. He just gave him the item. He gave him the item. Go paint my keli. Okay, so now again, you see, in every case, we're adding two more angles of it. In the case of Lor Edim now, we're adding Ra'ah and Lo Ra'ah. Ra'ah and Lo Ra'ah means you can identify the object, you see the object in his dishoot, or Lo Ra'ah, it's not, you don't see it in his dishoot. Okay, we always have to add those two cases. Now watch, the Rashbam says, Lo mevayecha de'en anu ro'in hatalet biyado. It goes without saying, you don't see the item in his dishoot. He can come along and say, yeah, I'm not wrong. You did give it to me. I'm not saying you didn't. I gave it back to you. And he's ne'eman because since he gave it over without edim, he's ne'eman to give it back without edim either. Ve'ne'eman, that he said, he can come along and say, or better, he could say, you never gave it to me. Since there was no edim, he could say, lo masarta. She'll be also be able to say, yeah, it's in my rishut, but you sold it to me. Okay, that's he has a migu. Migu, he could have said, or he could say, migu, I returned it to you. So he'll be believed what he says. Migu, you gave it, you sold it to me. Finish. That's the case where lo ra'ah. Now, if let's say you don't need his admission of anything, you see the edim come along and say, hey, we see the talit in your possession, or shetafus bo befanenu, betoch sheyachol ma lo yu devarim me'olam, she can still have a migu. Why? Because he can say shalom masarti li, aval acher masru li, shemacharto lo, vehu machrali. Which means he could come along and say, yeah, it was given to me, you sold it to me. Which means you never gave it to me. That's it, but you never gave it to me. Somebody else gave it to me and sold it to me. There's no witnesses that this guy ever brought it. So he said, hey, there's a talit. So he said, yeah, you sold it to somebody else, and that guy came and sold it to me. Right. So if he has a migu, he can say, you sold it to me directly. Here's the key line. When you didn't give it over with Edim, whether you saw the talit, when you didn't see the talit in his possession, yes, Hazaka. Which means there are certain items that people normally lend. Neighbors or things like that, lend or rent. The Amar idach lekuhinen biyadi. Now the guy who borrowed the item says, you sold it to me. There's no ne'eman. The enu ne'eman who ilve yesh demar'ed edim shayash shelo. The edim has witnesses, hey, this item is mine, and it's an item that's normally lent out. So therefore, the ne'eman, v'afagav deleka edem mesira. Oh, even though there was no edem mesira, which means, let's say I lend you something. It's an item that's normally we lend out, and I didn't lend it to you with edim. I didn't lend you with edim. And all of a sudden, I say, can I have my item back? What do you mean? You sold it to me. He's not ne'eman. If I bring witnesses that can prove that this item was once mine, he's not believed. Or sechirut mishum she'ela v'sechirut lechol shechenav adam mashilu maskin. Because normally people lend out items. Aval hacha matzi amar uman, the uman over here can say, You never bring your stuff to me. I don't do work for you. So when the guy comes along and says, what do you mean? You're a new man, you normally get stuff. Yeah, but I don't do. Neighbors normally lend to each other. So even if you give something to a neighbor without edim, but you bring edim later to prove that item was yours, the guy who lent is believed, is ne'eman. Mashaikin and Uman, even though I bring Edim later on and say, hey, that's my item. I said, no, first of all, you don't usually bring your goods to me. So let's review. Rava at this point is extreme. Yesh Edim, then Uman in no Hazaka. For the simple fact is he has no migu. Because when you lend it with Edim, you got to give it back with Edim. So he can never come along and say, I gave it back to you. When I gave it back to you, you gave it back to me, or you sold it to me. It had to be done with Edim. As long as you didn't do it with Edim, so you have no claim. That's in. That's the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Uman, unless he said Midratayam, that's a side point. That's what the Mishnah meant. Uman in lo hazaka, you have to put in parentheses, kishelo, kishe natan lo be'edim. However, lo edim, I don't care whether you didn't find the item in his, or edim come along and say, that's the item, he'll always have some sort of migul to get out of it, and therefore he is ne'eman. That's Rabbah. Now, Abaye is going to come and challenge. Let's figure out Abaye's challenge. Amar Abaye. Right? That's what you're saying. Afilu be'edim nameh. Right? Even with edim, that you're saying edim eno hazaka. Why? You can still have a migu. Shiyachol lomar lo hechazartiv lecha. He could have said, I returned it to you. Ki amale lekuhai biyadi meheman. Now, Abaye says something interesting. Abaye says, hey, why'd you say black and white? Edim in no hazaka. I'll say that even edim, even when you gave with edim, he could still have a hazaka to say, I returned it to you, and therefore he could say since he could have said I returned it to you, he could say also that you sold it to me. Now, what's Abaye thinking? So look at Rashbam. Amad Abaye. Leraba amay lo masvit shum chiluk. How come you didn't make a chiluk? Hecha de masalo be'edim ben ra'a achshav atalit biyado be'edim lelo ra'a. Which means Abaye is coming along and saying, in the case of edim, there's a chiluk between ra'a and lo ra'a. It depends. If you didn't see the item and he just you didn't see the item under his possession, or you did see. What's the chiluk? Afilu masalo be'edim nami hecha de lo ra'a, says in the case where you didn't find the item. You gave it with edim, but now you can't see the item. You don't see the item in his neshut. Yesh lo hazaka. Why? Because in this case, betoch shiachol lomar lo hechazartiv. The svira le Abaye, because Abaye holds hamafkid etzel chavero beedim en sarich lazir lo beedim. Ah, that's Abaye's logic. So if you hold that you don't got to return beedim, and I didn't find the item in his neshut, very simple, he has a migra because I gave it back to you. Right? Ki amale nami lakuachu biyadi, when he says you sold it to me, me'eman, velo mashkachat manitin diknani uman in lo hazaka. So the one case you'll find of uman in lo hazaka, according to Abaye, will be, ela echa dira'a. That's Abaye's key to the Mishnah. Whenever you spotted the item, whenever you spot the item in the uman's possession, whether you gave it with edim, or whether you didn't give it with edim, Abaye's logic is, it's normal to people to give things to Uman, just like it's normal to lend things to neighbors. And therefore, once I spot the item, I have, hey, that's my item. Uman, you have no hazaka. Abaye doesn't make the chiluk between edim and not edim. Abaye's key is between ra'a and lo ra'a. That's why he asks on Rava, hey, listen. Rava agreed to me, and exactly, agree in the case of edim, tell me, oh, man, in lo hazaka. Why? In the case of lo ra'a, where you didn't identify the item, the uman should also have a ne'manu to say, I gave it to you back. The only chiluk should be in ra'a, or the ra'a cases. But on the lo ra'a cases, lo shena masar be'edim, lo shena lo masar, de le mesira lo chayish abaye, de akshav enu yachol litoni azartiv lach, de ka'azir ande biyado. Which is when you find the item in his possession, he loses his claim, I returned it to you. Where are you? It's there. I saw it, I see it in your possession. You cannot say sold it, because the only reason we believe you to say sold it It's because you have a migui, you could have said I returned it. But if I found it in your possession, no. But if I didn't find it in your possession, well, now you can come along and say I returned it. So he's believed to say lakua. So he's just asking that lo ra'a should apply even when you gave it with edim. That's what he's asking according to. And he can't come along and say you never gave it to me. Which is he holds also that these items are normally given over, and therefore once already you've proven it that it's in his possession, you're always going to believe the guy that gave it over. But it looks from a logical standpoint, Uman. The stuff that he has in his possession, if a guy, especially, you have witnesses later on to identify that this item belonged to the guy, you believe him because people give things over to the Uman to... But lo ra'a, okay, you don't even see the item now. So you don't even know the item's here. So now if the guy wanted to, he could have said, I returned it to you. Oh, he could have said, I returned it to you. He believed to say that what? It was so. So that was the question he asked to Rava. You said everything cut and dry. You said when you gave it over to Edim... Uman in lo hazaka. Why? He should split it. He should say, yeah, edim kishira'a, which means edim, you gave it over to edim, and then you have witnesses that clearly see the talit is in the guy's possession. Oh, then already, the guy can't say I gave it to you back. That already is too strong. Mashe'en kin, if it's lo ra'a, he should be believed to say I gave it to you back. So what's Rabbah going to answer? We know the answer already, what Rabbah's going to say. So amar le Rabbah. Let's just get the bottom there. Amar le Rava, mi sevara mafkid etzel havero be'edim, en tzarik la'azir lo be'edim? Lo sal kadadak, ela mafkid etzel havero be'edim, tzarik la'azir lo be'edim. You know what my answer is? I don't hold like you. I hold that when you give something over with edim, you got to give it back with edim. So therefore, once you got to give it back with edim, so it doesn't matter whether we saw the item in his possession or not, he's got to return it with edim. So he never has a claim to say, I gave it to you back.
That's basically the
machlok over there. Which means, Rabbah holds that Moser davar be'edim, sarik la'aziro be'edim. So what's the difference? Even if I didn't see the item in his possession, he can't say, you don't even know if he has the item. So now he can say, I returned it to you. He can't say, I returned it to you. Why can't he say, I returned it to you? Because you need edim. No, even Lora, I don't see the item under his possession. He's not going to be believed to say, Hazartiv. Because why? Because of you have to return it with edim. So that's basically the machlok between Abaye and Rabba. Look at it's perfect. No, they agree. Yes. No. The only cases that they're arguing in is in the case of Abaye. Abaye will hold in all Lora'a cases. All Lora'a cases, the Uman has a hazaka, whether it's with edim or not edim. Where the mahlokah is going to be is in a lora'a with edim. Lora'a with edim, according to Rava'a, in the hazaka. Because he had to return it with edim. But according to Abaye, lora'a, you don't have to return it back with edim. So he could say, I returned it to you. Therefore, he's believed to say that you sold it to me. Yes, on the A, they agree. On the A, they agree. The mahlokah is going to be lora'a with edim. Okay, that's going to be the mahluk between Abaye and Rabbah. Right? If you want to crystallize that. Mahluk is lo ra'a bi'edim. Okay? Where Rabbah is going to say, Rabbah en lo hazaka, and Abaye is going to say, yesh lo hazaka. Let's review it. According to Rabbah, edim, lo ra'a. He's not named to say I returned it to you, because he has to return it with edim. So therefore, en lo hazaka. Mashaker, according to Abaye, you don't have to return it with edim. So therefore, if he gave it to him with edim, he still has an emanut. We didn't see it in his possession. He still has an emanut to say, hazati lecha. So therefore, if he says, you sold it to me, he'll be an eman. So he has the migu. Very good. According to Abaye, he has the migu. So according to Abaye, it's straightforward. So ra'a lo ra'a. That's the okay. Edim don't mean nothing to Abaye. Ra'a lo ra'a. If you found the item in his possession, he's stuck. He can't say Azartiv, he's done. Mashiach, you didn't find the item in the possession, he's good. Edim don't make a difference to Abaye. Okay? Oh, so now, with the rest of the Gemara does, I just wanted to give you this part clear, and then the rest of the Gemara flows. Once you get to crystallizing what they hold, Now you're going to see questions. They're going to punch holes into each of the shitot over here. Now let's go through some of the questions. Metive. Metive Abaye. Abaye is a question. Ra'a avdo biyad uman v'talito biyad koves. Okay, the avid is by the uman. V'talito biyad koves, or the talit is by the launderer. Omer lo, mativo etzlecha. Say, hey, you have my talit. What are you doing? It's my talit. He identified it. Right? So what does he say back? Ata mechatoli. Ata netanoli b'matana. He said, what are you talking about? You gave it to me. You sold it to me. You gave it to me as a gift. Lo amar kelum. He said nothing. That, we don't believe him. No good. Now, befanai amarta lo lemochro v'letno lo b'matana devarav kayamim. But if he comes along and says, befanai amarta lo, in front of me, you told him,
the third guy,
you told him to sell it to him, which a third guy comes along and says, what are you talking? You clearly told me, the agent like, you clearly told me to sell it to the Uman. He's coming along and says, you clearly told me to give it to the launderer. Again, if he comes along and says, Befanai amad l'mukhro v'letnodo b'matara devarav kayamim, then already you believe the Uman. Jeez, if a third party, if you can produce a witness, a third party that comes along and says, what are you talking? You clearly said to sell it. You clearly said to give it. Now, my shina resha, my shina sefa. What's the difference in the first case when the uman comes along and says, you sold it to me? He's not the uman. But when a third party comes along and says, yes, you in front of me, you told me to sell it to him, he is the uman. Why the uman not and the third party, he in the uman? What's the hayduk? That's the Gemara's question. Amar Rabba, so Rabba comes along and says, sefa biyotze mitachat yedeh ahir. The sefa is talking about, like we said, it's an agent, which is the item is coming through a third party. Ve'ka'amar le'ahir. And the third party is saying, befanai amarta lo le'mokhro ve'letno b'matana. Oh, so the third party is coming, you clearly said what? I should give it to him as a gift or as a matana. Now, migu de iba'e amale minach zavinte, which means if the uman, no, what's the difference between the resha and the sefa? No. No. Well, what's the difference?
Read Rashbam.
What is the Eved doing by the Uman's house, by the way? Ask you a question. What's the Eved doing by the Uman's house? Stam, what's the case? So he says, Shemelamedu Umanut. He's teaching him a trade.
Okay?
Ve'akraya be'edim hi, she'enu yachul lit'on lo ra'ita. Okay, which in this case is talking about where clearly there's edim that say it's in his possession. It's not lo ra'ah. It's not, we found that. We exposed it. Okay, the talit, Eved, you need a hazakah for 3 years. Talit, even for 1 minute, if it's in his possession, it's a hazakah. Lo amar kelum, the uman in lo hazakah. Okay, good. Uman enu hazaka, like we said. Befanai amat nefloni lemokrov letolo bebatana devarav shel gazlan or shel uman kayamim vekasa kashta vaenu de kaparich mai shena resha, which means what's to sin the resha in the resha, which is in both cases we thought. I'll tell you what the Gemara's question was. Have Amira. We thought the uman's talking in both cases. We thought the uman in the first case comes along and says, uman says, it's mine, you sold it to me. And then the second case is the uman says, well, you said in front of him to sell it to me. The uman's still the guy talking over here. Uman in Hazaka, what's the difference if he says, you sold it to me, or if he says, you did it in front of a third party and he'll to sell it to me. What's the uman bottom line in Hazaka? What his claim is? So he says, "Amar Rava bereisha mefresh avadam mefresh tiyufta biyotzei talit mitachat yedei acher shetoen shelakchom min ha'uman vekaamar le'acher lebaal habayit hatovo v'amar lo mativo etzlecha v'alom mesartiv le'uman letakeno." Which means the guy is going to a third party, the owner of the talit goes to a third party, hey, what is this talit doing in your hand? He's talking to the third guy. What are you talking about? I bought it from the Uman. I know you gave it to the Uman, but you told me clearly that I have permission to go buy it from the Uman, so I went to the Uman and bought it. Mm. In that case over there, he will have a migwa. That's a regular case That's a regular case of a guy holding something under his hand. Right? And you can, hey, that's my item. I'm believed to say you sold it to me. Mm-hmm. Right? Which is, as he's not an Uman. The second case is, we got Uman out of the picture. The Uman was just the middle guy. He didn't happen to get the item to fix, right? All of a sudden, it's now in somebody else's hands. Okay, so the owner said, hey, what are you doing with my talet? Hey, what are you talking about? Clearly, you told the Uman to sell it, and he sold it to me. Why is he an Iman? Because he could have said, hey, you sold it to me. Because again, since it's a regular guy under his hand, he has the Imanut. But an Uman, Uman, Enno Hazaka. Right? We know, Uman, Enno Hazaka. Because that's the normal way. Oh, so now, let's go back to the Gemara. Now we get to the question. Gemara starts the question now. So, Kika Amale, I'm reading now again. The third party could have told the owner, hey, you sold it to me. So when he's also believed to say, you told me to buy it from, you told him to sell it to me. He's also believed. Okay. Here's the question. Resha ra'a. Oh, in the first case, it's talking about you have ra'a, which means the owner sees the item in the possession of the Uman. Now, hechi dame, what's the case? If already he has witnesses, lama li ra'a. What does he need ra'a? Which means, idi'ika edim rashbam, shemasar lo. Where clearly you see, he gave it over. Lama li ra'a, ha adhu da'amart, lo shena, ela shemasar lo be'edim. Which means, according to you, Rava, once there's Edim, you don't make a chiluk between Ra'a and Lo Ra'a. You always hold, once you gave it over to Edim, Afilu Lo Ra'a, bottom line, since he's got to return it with Edim, so therefore he doesn't have a migu, and finished. So therefore, Idi'ika Edim, if he gave it over to Edim, Neshitatcha Rava, Lama Li Ra'a, Niti Edim, Vinishkol. Just bring his witnesses that he gave it over, and take it. Elalav deleka edim. Oh, must be talking about where there was no edim. He didn't make a mesira with edim. Now let's go back to Rava's opinion. Rava was cut and dry. Rava's opinion is what? Ki leka edim. When you didn't give it over in front of edim, so then yesh hazaka. Doesn't make a haluk either between ra'a and lo ra'a. According to Rava, bottom line, in edim, you didn't give it over, the guy has a migu. Well, v'chi ra'a, but you see clearly the Braita only gives a case of ra'a, miya tafisle, which is the Braita's cases, no edim, that's why you have to say ra'a, because, and that's when the Uman is not going to have a hazaka. But she'end ken, no edim, below ra'a, the Uman is going to have a hazaka. So the question against Rava is what? V'chira'a miha tafisle. That you see what? That even below edim, in the case of Ra'a, Uman en lo hazaka, your rule was what? In edim, yesh lo hazaka. It's not so. Here you have a case of in edim, ve'en lo hazaka, below Ra'a. Let's review clearly. What was Abaye Shita? In edim, yes, hazaka. He did not make a haluk between the A and the Araba. There's no haluk between the A and the Araba. Any edim. You give him it? Finished. Oh, what are you talking about? Clearly here, the Braita must be talking about in edim. He didn't give it over to edim. And the Braita clearly says, when does he not have a hazaka? In a case of la'a. Only in edim, only in the hazaka is in the hazaka. But you said yes, hazaka. But without edim. So look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Vechira'a. Look at that Rashbam. Vechira'a oto biyad ha'uman biyad tafisle. Right? If he sees it in the hands of the uman, the guy takes it. Ba'al abayit motzi'o miyadu alma. Here's the line. Hecha dira'a afidu lo masar be'edim lo meheman uman vekash l'rava damad echa de masar shelo be'edim lo shena ra'a lo shena lo ra'a meheman uman. Right, Rabbah's rule was without edim, the uman is always believed. But that's not so, because you see, without edim, if you see it in, you spotted it in the guy's possession, you give it back to the Baal HaBayit. So the uman does not have a hazakah, which means like Abaye's hiluk. Abaye's hiluk was more to ra'ah lo ra'ah. That's the hiluk of the day. Where Rabbah's hiluk was no edim, no edim. You see, not like that. You see, even in a case without edim, uman in the hazakah. In a case where you can see that it's in his possession. Oh, so give it up. No, then what do you need ra'ah for? So comes the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Lo, le'olam de'ika edim." Oh, really? There was edim. Ah, vehu de'ra'ah. Oh, what do you mean? So we have ra'ah for. Veha atu da'amat mafkid etz l'chavro be'edim, sarik b'for'o be'edim. Which is, if you hold that you have to always return it be'edim, it shouldn't make a difference between ra'ah and lo ra'ah. Because bottom line, once you give be'edim, even in a case of lo ra'ah, he can't claim that I gave it back. So why did you, if you said the case of edim, what are you saying in the case of ra'ah, even in the case of lo ra'ah according to you? Right. You know what the answer is? Amale hadribi. I retracted from that. I retract from that original shita that I had. I hold you don't have to return it with edim. And therefore, when you give it with edim, the case of why you gave it with edim, you don't have to give it back with edim. So therefore, dafka ra'ah, when I see it, you can't say you gave it back. In hazakah. But she'enken, be'edim, lo ra'ah, yesh lo hazakah. Because like I always say, I gave it to you back. So therefore, Rava now adjusts his opinion a bit over here, obviously. Look at the last Rashbam now. Right? That's it. So look at the Rashbam. It's right in the middle over here of the big one. Mechira'a. Umeshani. See it? It's like three lines down in this. Mechira'a. Umeshani Rava. Lo. Really, I'll tell you, when you didn't give it over with edim, uman meheman v'afilu ra'ah kedamrinan. Which means you're not changing the side of no edim. Without edim, the uman is always ne'eman. Ben ra'ah ben lura. Ve'ach amari kigon de'ika edim. Shemasalo ve'gam ra'ah talit b'yado. And he also sees the talit as in his possession. Ve'cheman de'ika tarti. I see you have two items. Edim plus ra'ah. Edim ra'ah. Lomatzi le'azuke be. He can't come along to a man and say that it's his. Umimar lakuah ubiyadi. Shari b'torat pekadon baliyado. Umigu leka lomad. That lomatzi lemari hazartiv lach. He can't say I returned it to you. Shari ru'ino to akshav biyado. V'akshav azar bo rava ba'al korho. He was forced to retract. Mimai di'uki lemadim mebisirat edim. He learned the Mishnah initially what rava in uman in lo azaka. Be'edim ben ra'ah ben lo ra'ah. Now that's got to retract that. Uman in lo hazakah is dafka be'edim v'ra'ah. Good? Right? De lo ra'ah. En lo hazakah lo ma'vahash shesvede heka de'ika tarti. Edim v'ra'ah en lo hazakah. Aval edim v'lo ra'ah or ra'ah v'lo edim. One of the two, yesh lo hazakah. Sheyachol letoni hazartiv l'achecha de lo ra'ah. Once you retracted that you don't got to return it with edim, so therefore, in a case where you gave it with edim and it's lo ra'ah, he can always say, I gave it to you back. And he knows not edim to return it. If you don't have lo edim, lo ra'ah. So the only case that Abaye, so the Abba is going to hold that there is in the Umar Chazakah, you need two items. Edim, bera'ah. Now, where's Abaye arguing? Just to crystallize that point, we'll stop here. Where's Abaye arguing? Abaye is going to argue, and his deen is Ra'ah, lo Ra'ah. Which means, I don't care what Eidim. Bottom line, once you prove that this guy's got the item in his hands, it's like a regular guy lending something. I lend you something, mm-hmm. We normally lend to neighbors, right? Once I could prove that that item was once mine, finished. You can't say you sold it to me. You can't say it, because it's normal.
Nothing special about Uman.
Nothing special. Uman, the Uman is a weaker, was weak, because that's your
derech. You get these things.
Once I can prove that that item is in your possession, I'll see you later. Eidim, no Eidim. Where Rabbah needs two things. Rabbah, to make a Hazakah, he needs Eidim and Ra'ah. But anything else, any other combination, Eidim, lo Ra'ah. Ra'ah, lo Eidim. Lo Eidim, lo Ra'ah. Uman yesh lo Hazakah. Okay? So again, Abaye is cut and dry now. Ra'ah, en lo Hazakah, lo Ra'ah. Yesh lo Hazakah, ben Be'edim, men shelo Be'edim. Whereas according to Rabbah, his shita is Ra'ah, Be'edim. That's when the Mishnah says Uman en lo Hazakah. Because he retracted from that shita that he held initially of Sarik Lahaziro Be'edim. Once you retract from that, so then he could always come along and say, I returned you, unless you see it in his possession. Unless you see it in his possession, then already he can't say, I returned it to you. Right? That's very strong. You have indeed that he gave it to you as an item, as the fix, and we see it in your possession, then already he loses his migu. Only in that case we have two things like that. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.